Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Memor Bei Ram Goldar and Dir Maseches Horios Daf Dal, the first parak Horo Basin. The Zikhu Maseches Horios program has been generously sponsored by the Berger family, who is Zecher Nishmas, Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem, and his son, Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on the previous Daf stated, Horo Basin Lakor is called Guf. If Basin erroneously ruled to uproot an entire mitzvah of the Torah, for example, they ruled there's no prohibition of nida, Shabbos, or idolatry, then there's no parlam davar. A braisa derives this, v'ne'alam davar, and a matter was obscured teaching, woshi ya'akira mitzvah kula, but not that the entire mitzvah will be uprooted. Three examples of this drasha are given. For example, in the case of Shabbos, they ruled that although there's a prohibition of Shabbos, but one who carries from one rishus to another is pater. Regarding idolatry, they ruled that one who bows to an idol is exempt. Later, Rav Yosef asked about a ruling that there's no prohibition of playing on Shabbos. Since he uprooted an entire malacha, is that considered uprooting an entire mitzvah? The Gemara will explain that proof cannot be brought from these examples because they're explained somewhat differently in the next Gemara. Rabbi Zera asked about a ruling that there's no Shabbos prohibition during the Shemitah year, and Ravina proved that since Shabbos will apply the other years, it is considered kiyum mixas. Point number two, Shmuel said, "Ein beisin chayavin ad shiur b'davar she'ein hatzadukim modim bo." Beisin is not chayav for a parlam davar unless they ruled about something with which the tzedukim do not agree, meaning it's not taught explicitly in the Torah. If they ruled mistakenly about something with which the tzedukim agree, it is not considered a legitimate ruling because zil kari beravhu. It's a situation of go and read it in the schoolhouse, meaning something they could easily know and not a justifiable error. In the previous example of Shabbos, although carrying is expressly prohibited, the cases where they ruled that only carrying out from Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim is prohibited, but bringing in from Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachid is permitted, which is not explicitly prohibited. Alternatively, they ruled that Moshit Mazorik, handing or throwing objects from one Rishus to the other, is permitted. In the example of idolatry, although bowing to an idol is explicitly prohibited, they ruled that bowing is only prohibited kedarka, where it is that idol's normal manner of worship, but permitted bowing to an idol not normally worshipped this way. Alternatively, they permitted bowing without spreading out one's hands and feet. And point number three, the next mission states that a basin issued a mistaken ruling, and one of the judges knew they were mistaken and told them so, or if the most distinguished member of basin was not there, and a substitute took his place, or one of the judges was a ger, a mumzer, a nussin, or an elder, unfit to have children, they are pater from a parlam davar. These last cases are derived from a gezer shava of eda eda from Dinin Nefashos teaching, that just as those judges must all be fit for ruling, excluding these cases the Gemara derives, so to a parlam davar only applies where all members of the basin were fit to rule. Rav Sheshes has explained why there's no carbon if the mufishal basin was absent. We learned before that for a ruling, b'davar she'ha tzedukim modim bo, about something about which the tzedukim agree, there is no carbon. The reason is, mifnei she'haya lehem lelmod v'lelamdu, because they should have learned the correct ruling and didn't learn it. Similarly, there's no carbon if the most distinguished member of basin was absent, mifnei she'haya lehem lelmod v'lelamdu, meaning they should have consulted him. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah on the previous daf stated, Horu Basin Lankor is called Haguf. If Basin erroneously ruled to uproot an entire mitzvah of the Torah, for example, they ruled there's no prohibition of Nida, Shabbos, or Avodah Zorah, then there's no Parlam Davar. A braisa derives this, V'ne'alam Davar, and a matter was obscure teaching, Woshi Ya'akira Mitzvah Kula, but not that the entire mitzvah will be uprooted. Three examples of this drasha are given. For example, in the case of Shabbos, they ruled that although there's a prohibition of Shabbos, but one who carries from one rishus to another is pater. Regarding idolatry, they ruled that one who bows to an idol is exempt. Later, Rav Yosef asked about a ruling that there's no prohibition of playing on Shabbos. Since he uprooted an entire malacha, is that considered uprooting an entire mitzvah? The Gemara will explain that proof cannot be brought from these examples because they're explained somewhat differently in the next Gemara. Rabbi Zera asked about a ruling that there's no Shabbos prohibition during the Shemitah year, and Ravina proved that since Shabbos will apply the other years, it is considered kiyum mixas. Point number two, Shmuel said, "Ein beisin chayavin ad shiur b'davar she'ein hatzadukim modim bo." Beisin is not chayav for a parlam davar unless they ruled about something with which the tzedukim do not agree, meaning it's not taught explicitly in the Torah. If they ruled mistakenly about something with which the tzedukim agree, it is not considered a legitimate ruling because zil kari beravhu. It's a situation of go and read it in the schoolhouse, meaning something they could easily know and not a justifiable error. In the previous example of Shabbos, although carrying is expressly prohibited, the cases where they ruled that only carrying out from Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim is prohibited, but bringing in from Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachid is permitted, which is not explicitly prohibited. Alternatively, they ruled that Moshit Mazorik, handing or throwing objects from one Rishus to the other, is permitted. In the example of idolatry, although bowing to an idol is explicitly prohibited, they rule that bowing is only prohibited kedarka, where it is that idol's normal manner of worship, but permitted bowing to an idol not normally worshipped this way. Alternatively, they permitted bowing without spreading out one's hands and feet. And point number three, the next mission states that a basin issued a mistaken ruling, and one of the judges knew they were mistaken and told them so, or if the most distinguished member of basin was not there, and a substitute took his place, or one of the judges was a ger, a mumzer, a nusin, or an elder, unfit to have children, they are pater from a parlam davar. These last cases are derived from a gezer shava of eda eda from Dinin Nefashos teaching, that just as those judges must all be fit for ruling, excluding these cases the Gemara derives, so to a parlam davar only applies where all members of the basin were fit to rule. Rav Sheshes has explained why there's no carbon if the mufishal basin was absent. We learned before that for a ruling, b'davar shel tzedukim modimbo, about something about which the tzedukim agree, there is no carbon. The reason is, mifnei she'ya lehem lomod v'lomdu, because they should have learned the correct ruling and didn't learn it. Similarly, there's no carbon if the most distinguished member of basin was absent, mifnei she'ya lehem lomod v'lomdu, meaning they should have consulted him. All right, so now we get our siman daf dalet, and our standard siman is a delet, a door. So here goes. When the judges by the door mistakenly ruled that although there's a prohibition of Shabbos, one who carries in through the door from outside on Shabbos is pater, and then a tzeduki walked in who said, we are not modim bo, one of the judges remarked to another they were a deficient basin because the mufla shel basin wasn't there, and therefore pater from a parlam davar. Once again, slow motion. When the judges by the door, that must be on daf, Dalet, Delet, door. When the judges by the door mistakenly ruled that although there's a prohibition of Shabbos, one who carries in through the door from outside on Shabbos is pater, which reminds us, the mission in the previous daf stated, Horo Basin Lakor is called Guf, if Basin erroneously ruled to uproot an entire mitzvah of the Torah. For example, they ruled there's no prohibition of Nida, Shabbos, or idolatry, then there's no Parlam Davar. A brisa derives this from Vinetlam Davar, and a matter was obscured, teaching Wosh Yaker a mitzvah Kula, but not that the entire mitzvah will be uprooted. For example, in the case of Shabbos, they ruled that although there's a prohibition of Shabbos, but one who carries from one rishus to another is pater. So when the judges by the door mistakenly ruled that although there's a prohibition of Shabbos, one who carries in through the door from outside on Shabbos is pater, and then a tzeduki walked in who said, we are not modim bo, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Ein beisin chayovin ad shiro b'davar shein tzeduki modim bo. Beisin is not chayav for a parlam davar unless they ruled about something with which the tzedukim do not agree, meaning it's not taught explicitly in the Torah. If they ruled mistakenly about something which the tzedukim agree, is not considered a legitimate ruling because it's a situation of go and read it in the schoolhouse, meaning it's something they could easily know and not a justifiable error. In the example of Shabbos, although carrying is expressly prohibited, the cases where they ruled that only carrying out from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim was prohibited, but bringing in from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid is permitted, which is not explicitly prohibited. So, when the judges by the door mistakenly ruled that although there's a prohibition of Shabbos, one who carries in through the door from outside on Shabbos is pater, and then a tzeduki walked in who said, we are not modim bo. One of the judges remarked to another they were a deficient basin because the mufashal basin wasn't there, and therefore pater from a parlam davar, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if basin issued a mistaken ruling, and one of the judges knew they were mistaken and told them so, or if the most distinguished member of basin wasn't there and a substitute took his place, or one of the judges was a ger, a mumzer, a nusin, or an elder unfit to have children, they are exempt from a parlam davar. So once again, when the judges by the door mistakenly ruled that although there's a prohibition of Shabbos, one who carries in through the door from outside on Shabbos is pater, and then a tzeduki walked in who said, we are not modim bo. One of the judges remarked to another they were a deficient basin because the mufashal basin wasn't there, and therefore pater from a parlam davar. All right, so now it's time to go to our four blabach chazara. Daf ein hay. So the simmer daf ein hay is an am ha'aretz. So here goes. The Am Haaretz, that must be on Daf Ayin Hey. The Am Haaretz, who is totally confused trying to figure out the process for drying out moist and drying wine presses using water and ash, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the process of drying an Akum's wine press using mayim and afer, and also discuss how many applications must be done. So the Amars, who is totally confused trying to figure out the process for drying out moist and dry wine presses using water and ash, had sent his son to Toivo the new kelim he bought from idolaters, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that all the kelim purchased from idolaters additionally require immersion in a mikvah of 40 saw. This is derived from the pasuk, which requires removing flavor which was absorbed through fire to be removed with fire, which concludes v'taher, and it will become pure, which teaches that the Torah added another requirement for purification, referring to tevila. Rabbi Bar Avuha adds that this requirement even applies to new kelim, which were never used for non-kosher foods. So the Am Haaretz, who was totally confused trying to figure out the process for drying out moist and dry wine presses using water and ash, had sent his son to Toivo the new kelim he bought from idolaters, not realizing it only applied to kelim used for food and not his cloak scissors. Which reminds us, Rav Sheshes challenged Rabbi Bar Avuha's ruling that new kelim require tevila. If so, even cloak scissors should also require tefillah, since the requirement is unrelated to flavor absorption. He answered, Klisuda Amurim Baparsha. The section of the Torah teaching this law only discusses kelim for meals, meaning for food. Daf Ayin Vav. So the Siman Daf Ayin Vav is an IV, intravenous. So here goes. As the doctor explained why the medicine prepared for the IV bags, IV, that must be in Daf Ayin Vav, intravenous. As the doctor explained why the medicine prepared for the IV bags can be made on a grill used every day without worrying about the bliot, because b'chol yom nasa giul chavero, which reminds us, the mission the previous daf taught, ha-shaputim ba'askel melabnim ba'ur, spits and grills purchased from an akum are purged in fire. Rav Amram asks, Rav Sheshes, that this contradicts a mission regarding kachim, which states about these utensils, magalim b'chamin, one purges them in hot water to remove the absorbed flavor of previous karbanas. Rava answers that kachim does not require leaven because b'chol yom v'yom nasa gilul chavero, each and every day becomes a purging for the previous day's absorption, meaning each day's cooking of kachim removes the previous day's flavor before it becomes nosar. So as the doctor explained why the medicine prepared for the IV bags can be made on a grill used every day without worrying about the blios becoming expired because b'chol yom nasa gilul chavero, and the intern responded that it's not a problem because when it was absorbed, it was heter. Which reminds us, Rav Ashi returns to Rav Sheshes' original answer. Actually, the answer is like it was said initially. Hacha heter bal hasam isur bal. Here, regarding kachim, permitted flavor was absorbed before it was nosar, whereas there, regarding an akum's utensil, forbidden flavor was absorbed. So as the doctor explained why the medicine prepared for the IV bags can be made on a grill used every day without worrying about the blios becoming expired because b'chol yom nasa gilul chavero, and the intern responded that it's not a problem because when it was absorbed, it was heter. A surgeon in the same room stuck a scalpel on the ground 10 times before cutting himself a piece of esrog, which reminds us the mission taught about an akum's knife, shafa v'hi tahora. One scrapes it on a grindstone and it is pure. Rav Uka Bar Chama adds, "V'noetza asar pami bakarka," and he thrusts it into the ground 10 times. Abraisa says the same, provided the knife has no indentations. Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua says this method is only effective lechol batzonin, to eat cold food with a knife, because it removes non-kosher residue from the surface, but does not remove flavor absorbed into the knife. This is seen from the incident about Mar Yehuda and Bati Bar Tovi, who were sitting before Shvur Malka, who was slicing pieces of an esrog to give them. Dav Beis. So the Siman Dav Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. At the Horius house, that must be on Dav Beis, bias, house. At the Horius house were one man who was told the basin was informed by a rabbi that he was pater from bringing a carbon, which reminds us, the first mission begins, Horu basin lavor alachis mikol mitzvahs hamuras b'torah. If basin ruled erroneously to permit any one of the mitzvahs said in the Torah which incur karis, v'halcha yachin v'asid shogeg al pihem, and an individual went and acted mistakenly on their word, meaning he followed their psak, whether the basin acted on the ruling and he acted along with them or after them, or even if they never acted on their ruling, but he did, he is putter from a carbon mifnei shetal b'basin, because he relied on basin. So at the Horius house, where one man who was told b'basin was informed by a rabbi that he was putter from bringing a carbon, and another man in the kitchen confused a piece of chalev with a piece of permitted fat and ate the chalev that basin had permitted, which reminds us, Rav made an inference from the Mishnah about a case where Basin mistakenly permitted chalev to eat, and he confused a piece of chalev with a piece of permitted fat and ate the chalev. In the first version, Rav infers to exempt the transgressor from a carbon because although he did not eat the chalev based on the ruling, since he never intended to eat the chalev, he still would have eaten it had he realized it was chalev since Basin had permitted it. In the second version, Rav infers that he is chayev a carbon since his transgression did not actually result from the ruling, but from his confusing the pieces. So at the Horios house, where one man who was told by Basin was informed by a rabbi that he was pater from bringing a carbon, and another man in the kitchen confused a piece of chalev with a piece of permitted fat and ate the chalev that Basin had permitted, the chachamim upstairs hung out a sign from the window informing the crowd below that an individual who followed the mistaken psak of Basin must bring a carbon, which reminds us that the chachamim hold that a told by Basin is chayev a carbon. Daf Gimel. So the Simur Daf Gimel is a Gamal, a camel. So here goes. The two men on camels, that must be on Daf Gimel, Gamal. The two men on camels from different minorities of the Kahal who acted on Basin's ruling, who got together to combine as a majority, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, if Basin mistakenly ruled to permit one type of chalev, and a minority of the Kahal acted on their ruling, then Basin retracted their ruling, then later again issued this ruling, and another minority acted accordingly, do the two groups combine to form a majority to obligate a parlam davar? Do we say Kevin de Shtei Yediyus Ninu, Lomitzdarif, since they occurred in two periods of awareness, they do not combine, or since they were both about the same type of chalev, they do combine? So the two men on camels from different minorities of the Kahal who acted on Basin's ruling, who got together to combine as a majority, met up with a dayan on a camel who abstained at a ruling, which reminds us, Rabbi Yonason said that if 100 dayanim gathered to issue a ruling, they are not liable to bring a parlam davar for a mistaken ruling unless they all ruled, but not if one judge abstained, because the pasuk says, "Vim kol das Yisrael yishku," and if all the assembly of Israel shall err, teaching there's no carbon ad sheyishku kulan until they all err. Rabbi Yonason's law is then refuted, and the phrase kol das Yisrael instead teaches yika kulam havyahara. If all the judges are present, it's a legitimate ruling, but not if any judge is missing. So the two men on camels from different minorities of the Kahal who acted on Basin's ruling, who got together to combine as a majority, met up with a dayan on a camel who abstained at a ruling, who was informing a man who acted on Basin's ruling after they retracted that he was pater from bringing a chatas, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if Basin issued a mistaken ruling and retracted, and an individual acted on their ruling unaware of the retraction, Rabbi Shimon exempts him from a chatas regardless of whether they had already brought the parlam davar or not. Rabbi Lazar says, Safek, it's doubtful if he's considered one who relied on Basin since he was unaware of the retraction but could have found out about it, and therefore brings an Ashen Tali for the doubtful transgression. This is only if he was at home, but if he traveled overseas, he's exempt. All right, so now it's time to cuckoo with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we distinguish between a kli used for kachim and an akim's utensil with haka hetera bala, haka isura bala? That's on daf. Ein vav. Good. Number two. Which stuff do we learn about crushing a knife by thrusting it into the ground 10 times? That's on Dav. Ein Vav. Good. Number three. Which stuff do we discuss selling wine into which Yain Nesach was mixed, except for the Yain Nesach's value? That's on Dav. Ein Dalad. Good. Number four. Which stuff do we learn that a basin is not high for Parlam Davar if the Mufushal basin wasn't there? That's on Dav. Dalad. Good. Number five. Which stuff do we learn that the Chachamim hold that a Tolba basin is chayv a carbon? That's on Dav. Bays. Good. Number six. Which stuff do we discuss combining different minorities of transgressors into a majority? That's on Dav. Gimel. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do we learn basin is not chayv for a parlam davar unless they ruled about something with which the Sadukim do not agree? That's on Dav. Dalad. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do we learn that if Yain Nesek fell into a pit of wine and a flask of water also fell in, we view the permitted wine as if it were not there, and as for the remaining prohibited wine, the water overcomes it and nullifies it. That's on Duff. Ein Gimel. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do we learn that the Hara basin must be Bekium Mixas, Ubitel Mixas, and not that they were uprooting an entire mitzvah? That's on Duff. Dalad. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn that mean b'she'eno mino is benos and tam? That's on Dav. Ein Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.